Who is the happiest? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought for today. Who is the happiest? This is something that we all consider and we all think, what are the real values of life? What is the most important thing in life for us? Is it important for us to have things, or is it important for us to have emotions? Do we live by objectivity, or do we live by subjectivity? We have a tendency to feel we live by objectivity, and we like to gather about ourselves all sorts of things. We like to gather about ourselves all sorts of things that when we travel, we like to have a very full suitcase. And when we come home, we wish we had two or three more suitcases because we picked up a few trinkets along the way. And then we come back and people say, what did you do? Where did you go? What did you see? Who did you meet? And so we tell all about the exciting adventures that we have had, the wonderful people that we've met, and the beautiful experiences that we've had. And when we're done, it's like we have unpacked our suitcase. When we're done, it's been told, and it doesn't need to be told again. But there are some things that remain. There are some things that are like treasures that remain in our heart. And they bubble up from time to time as a little memory of what we've done or where we've been. Now truly, who is the happiest? The one with the most objects, the most things that you take or you bring home in your suitcase? Or the one who has a heart filled with joy and love? A one who has a happy memory of all the experiences that they've had. Oh, yes, that's very true. I say live in the now. And we do live in the now. Because every time we think of some past experience, we're living it in the now. Every time we think of some adventure that we've been through, we're living it in the now. And as we live it in the now, if you will be very cautious and very careful of what you're doing, you'll recognize that you have edited the experience seriously. You have left out of the experience a lot of the activities that were not making you happy. You left out of the experience all of those activities that made you feel uptight. You left out of all of the experiences that you have, all of the adventures that were not harmonious to you. Now you say, but I told about the accident. I told about this. No, you didn't. You told about the accident as though it were just an incident that did not leave much of an impression on anybody, even though it was a very serious one. We have the tendency, and rightly so, as time goes on, to downplay the adventures of our life, to downplay the activities that go on, and as the saying goes, we go on with our living. We go on with our living, forgetting many of the things that happened, and many of the tragedies that happened, and many of the good experiences that happened too. Who is the happiest? Is the person the happiest who amasses a fortune? Or is the person who the happiest who amasses a happy heart? The ability to unconditionally love everyone. The ability to look at the world and see in it all of the goodness and the blessings that are in the world. Who is the happiest? Well, we sometimes wonder who the happiest is. And we really know who the happiest is because we have a very good idea that the happiest person is the person who, in their heart, is so filled with love, is so filled with good and joyous experiences, that there is no room for anything other than that. Someone does something unkind to you, and someone else does something kind to you. Now, you may remember violently or vehemently the unkind thing, and you may remember it and remember it, and then all of a sudden, it's gone. All of a sudden, it's no longer there. But when you remember a happy thing, there is no great emotional tremor going on about it. You just remember the happy thing, and it's there with you. It's there with you. It's there with you. It continually is there with you, sharing with you all that it is and all that it was. Yes, we are built to cut out the negative and include the positive. We have designed our consciousness to include all of the beautiful, glorious things that life is, and to discard all of those things that are not beneficial to us. They're not beneficial to us to have unhappy thoughts, to have thoughts that tell us that the world is having problems. We are always going to look for those good things. Oh, you say some people don't. Some people are always looking. Well, that's because for them, that's good. Some people look at things that other people call difficult, and they call them good. Now, who are we to say what's right for another person? Who are we to say what another person is supposed to think about anything? All we do is say, what do we think about it? Oh, did you slide down that hill? Did you take the toboggan? And did you zoom down that hill in the snow and have such a good time? No, I didn't have a good time at all. I was crying. I was unhappy because I was afraid we were going to hit a tree. I was afraid of this. And all the other children are saying, wow, yes, it was great. It was wonderful. Yes, we were just so happy. We were going so fast. The breeze was in our face. It was so cold and so beautiful. And I lost my mitten, but still, I was warm and comfortable. I put my hand inside of my sleeve, and I was warm. And, oh, my goodness, did we go down that hill fast? Well, why is it that two people have such different attitudes about one adventure? Why is it that some children love the excitement of the adventure and other children shy away from it and they are very cautious about doing things that are going to cause them to be uptight or upset? This is all a matter of how each of us look at life. If we look at life as a glorious, loving adventure and take each step as we go, fully stepping into the step, not withdrawing, but fully stepping into the step, we will find that not only is life a grand and wonderful adventure, but it is more wonderful than we could ever imagine. Because now we have taken away all of those attitudes which say to us it might be not so good. We've taken away all those attitudes of fear and anxiety and concern, and we haven't replaced them with anything, but we've taken them away by not giving them attention, and we give attention to the excitement of the moment, the excitement of the journey, the excitement of the activity. Who's the happiest? Are the children the happiest who slide down the hill with joy in their hearts? Or are the children the happiest who slide down the hill afraid of every little turn and every little tree that might be anywhere? My goodness sakes. Yes. When you hear of people skiing, when you hear of people doing adventurous things in the mountains or sliding down hills or swimming in the ocean or doing anything that might be called exciting, of all the things they tell you about, they tell you about those things that made them feel excited, that made them feel happy, that made them feel joyous. And when you recall your trip to Florida, and you went down to the Keys, and you went out snorkeling, and you went out looking around in the ocean, seeing things and riding in a boat. Do you remember the terrible storm that came up? Oh yeah, there was a terrible storm, but it passed. Do you remember how exciting it was getting in the boat and having the boat rocking and twisting and turning because there was a little bit of a breeze? Do you remember all those things? Or do you remember how beautiful it was to look down and see the creatures swimming in the ocean? Or do you remember how beautiful it was to look up at the sky and see how joyous it was, and how whenever you thought about it, the sun came out and things were beautiful? Yes, we have the opportunity to be happy in life, to be the happiest. Who is the happiest? The one who engages himself in life with a joyous attitude. The one who participates in life with all of the magic and all of the desire that life impels from them. The happiest being in the world is the one who, in their heart, remembers the happy events and lives them again and again and again each time the memory comes up. I'm saying, yes, live in the now. Live in the now. Do things in the now. Enjoy life in the now. But as you have these memories that come up, and as they are joyous memories, delight in them and then let them pass. Because happiness is not a sustained remembrance. Happiness is a sustained feeling of joy. Happiness is a sustained feeling of delight in all of life. And this is what you are, and this is what I am. A happy, wonderful, delighted being. Who's happiest? I am. I am. Because I like me, and I get joy out of everything I do. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.